Thank you for calling the Dial a Story hotline. This is The Knowers by Helen Phillips. I don't have it, I said brightly. You don't, he gasped, suspended between joy and confusion. You mean you changed your... Poor Tim. I got it, I said, before he could go too far down that road. I got it, then I got rid of it. He stared at me, waiting. I mean, after memorizing it, of course. I watched him deflate. Yeah, I said sympathetically, I know. You do know, he raged, seizing upon the word. You know, you know. He was thrashing about. He was so pissed. He was grabbing me. He was weeping. He half collapsed upon me. I navigated us down the hallway to the old couch. When he finally quieted, he was different. Maybe different than he'd ever been. Tell me. He calmly commanded, his voice just at that threshold of my hearing. Are you sure? I said. My voice sounded too loud, too hard, and in that moment I found myself, my insistence on knowing, profoundly annoying. I despised myself as part of Tim surely despised me then. Suddenly it seemed quite likely that I'd made a catastrophic error, the kind of error that could ruin the rest of my life. Tim nodded, gazed evenly at me. I became wildly scared. I, who'd so boldly sought the knowledge now, did not even dare to give voice to a date. Tim nodded again, controlled, miserable. It was my own responsibility to inform him. April 17th, I began. But Tim shrieked before I could finish. Stop! He cried, shoving his fingers into his ears. His calmness vanished. Stop! 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 Never mind. I don't want to know. Don't. Okay! I screamed, loud enough he could hear it through his fingers. It was so lonely, ever so lonely, to hold this knowledge alone. April 17th. 2043, a tattoo inside my brain. But it was just as it should be. It was the choice I made. Tim wished to be spared, and spare him I would. It was an okay lifespan. Not enough. Is it ever enough? But enough to have a life, enough to work a job, to raise children, perhaps to meet a grandchild or two. Certainly abbreviated, though shorter than the average. Too short, yes. But not tragically short. And so, in many ways, I could live a life like any other, like Tim's. I could go blithely along, indulging my petty concerns, lacking perspective, frequently forgetting I wasn't immortal. Yet it would be a lie if I said a single day passed without me thinking about April 17th, 2043. In those early years, I'd sink into a black mood come mid-April. I'd lie in bed for a couple of days, clinging to the sheets, my heart a big swollen wound. Tim would bring me cereal, tea, but after the kids were born, I had no time for such self-indulgence, and I began to mark April 17th in smaller, kinder ways. Would buy myself a tiny gift, a bar of chocolate, or a clutch of daffodils. As time went on, I permitted myself slightly more elaborate gestures. A new dress, an afternoon champagne at some hushed bar. I always felt extravagant on April 17th. I'd leave a tip of 25%, hand out $5 bills to any vagrant who happened to cross my path. You can't take it with you and all that. Tim tried hard to forget what he had heard, but every time April 17th came round again, I could feel his awareness of it. A slight buzz in the way he looked at me, tenderness and fury rolled up into one. Oh, he'd say, staring hard at the daffodils, their stems already weakening. As I stepped through the door, I'd make a reservation for us at the fancy restaurant. I'd schedule a weekend getaway. Luxuries we spent the whole rest of the year carefully avoiding. Meanwhile, my birthday languished unnoticed in July. Tim would sigh and pack his overnight case. We sat drinking coffee in rocking chairs on the front porch of a bed and breakfast on a hill in the chill of early spring. Tim was generous to me. It was his least favorite day of the year, but he managed to pretend. We'd stroll, we'd eat ice cream, the silly little band-aids. My life would seem normal, bland really, to an outside observer, but I tell you that for me, it had been rich. It had been rich, layered and rich. I realized that it just looks like 2.2 children, a bureaucratic job, and a long marriage, an average number of blessings and curses, but there have been so many moments, an infinity of moments, soaping up the kids' hair when they were tiny, walking from a parking lot to the office on a bird-studded Friday morning, smelling the back of Tim's neck in the middle of the night. What can I say? I don't mean to be sentimental, but these are not small things. As cliche of our time goes, the deeper that sorrow carves into your being, the more joy you can contain. This is no time to go into the ups and downs, the stillbirths and the car accident and the estrangement and what happened to my brother. But I will say that I believe the above statement to be true. That was The Knowers by Helen Phillips. For previous Dial stories, visit the archives at KirkwoodPublicLibrary.org.